Section 5. Driving situations and conditions. A. Driving in reduced visibility. Driving in reduced visibility situations is more difficult than normal driving and requires additional concentration and preparation. Low visibility driving can encompass a variety of situations, but it is most commonly associated with nighttime driving and driving in fog. When driving in reduced visibility situations, use the road edge lines or the right side of the road as a guide. You may not see highway signs until too late. Yellow pavement markings should never be on your right side, but always in your left side. Yellow is used to divide opposing roadway traffic and indicate the left travel edge of the roadway. White pavement markings denote the right travel edge of the roadway, as well as traffic traveling in the same direction. Headlight use. Knowing when and how to use your headlights is critical for safe driving. Headlights are not only used by drivers to help them see in low visibility situations, they are also helpful in identifying your vehicle to oncoming traffic. Basic rules for headlight usage. When driving, you must turn on your headlights anytime there is not enough light to clearly see at least 1,000 feet ahead of your vehicle. Key times to use headlights are nighttime, foggy conditions, and stormy weather. Maryland law requires that you turn on your headlights when you are using your windshield wipers in inclement weather. Low beam headlight versus high beam headlight usage. Below are some guidelines on headlight settings. Low beam. Use low beams when operating your vehicle in normal driving situations, such as driving at night on a highway or roadway with streetlights. Driving in fog, rain, snow, etc. Entering a tunnel or construction area. While not required by law in all areas, this increases visibility to other motorists and construction workers. High beam. Use high beams on open roads, which are not lighted by streetlights, in order to see persons or vehicles ahead. Be aware, you must change to low beam at least 500 feet before meeting oncoming vehicles. Change to low beam when following a vehicle at a distance of 300 feet or less. B. Driving at night. Night driving creates a different set of problems for drivers. Driving at night is more hazardous and more difficult than daytime driving, making it more difficult to judge distance and traveling speed of other vehicles. You can see only as far as your headlights allow. Risks increase at night due to visibility problems, which make it difficult to clearly see the path of travel and determine the actions of other drivers. Below are some simple suggestions to follow when driving at night. Make sure to use your headlights and follow the suggestions for when to use high beams. When approaching oncoming traffic in the opposite lane, do not stare into the vehicle's headlights, as this will impair your ability to see. Instead, keep your eyes focused on the road in front of you, or slightly to the right of the lane you are traveling in, for example, the right edge of your lane or the edge of the road. Increase your following distance. This will help prevent a collision in the event the vehicle in front of you needs to stop quickly. C. Driving in fog. There are some unique circumstances while driving in fog that require additional actions on the part of the driver. Below are some general guidelines and requirements for operating a vehicle in foggy conditions. Reduce your normal driving speed. When you see headlights or another vehicle's taillights ahead, reduce speed still further. You must be prepared to stop quickly. If the fog is so thick that you cannot safely operate your vehicle, pull completely off the road to a safe location and turn on your emergency flashers. Use low beam headlights only, and if you have them, special fog lights. D. Driving in inclement weather. Wet road surfaces can become slippery, reducing traction and increasing the chances of a crash. These risks increase when road surfaces are covered with snow and/or ice. Driving in inclement weather requires greater concentration and preparation on the part of the driver. When driving in inclement weather, it is important to take proactive steps to diminish the likelihood of a crash, and provide sufficient space in the event your vehicle loses traction. Some simple precautions when driving in inclement weather include keeping a safe distance. The space needed between you and the car in front of you is much greater on wet roads than it is in dry conditions. This distance should be even further when the roadway is covered with snow, ice, reducing speed to allow more time to react. Making sure your tires have sufficient tread, in accordance with manufacturer recommendations and vehicle guidelines. Avoiding slamming on the brakes, as this may cause your vehicle to skid. If your car does not have an anti-lock braking system, pump the brakes to prevent skidding. Avoiding sharp steering or changing speed quickly. Making sure your windshield wipers are in working condition. Using your headlights. Special attention for driving on snow, ice. There is no such thing as a completely safe speed on ice and snow. In winter weather, every roadway may be different depending upon sun, shade, the amount of salt on the road, and other conditions. Watch ahead for danger spots. Blacktop, asphalt, roads can easily hide a thin layer of ice produced by melting and refreezing, sometimes known as black ice, and can cause a crash, if you are not aware of the danger. Some special considerations when driving in snow, ice are slowing down. No precaution makes it safe for you to drive on ice or snow-covered roadways at normal speeds. Keeping windows and lights clear. Remove all ice and snow from your vehicle before driving. Starting out very slowly, then testing your brakes gently to find out how well you can stop. Start slowing down long before you come to an intersection or turn. Keeping your gas tank and windshield fluid reservoir full. Keeping an emergency kit in your vehicle that contains flares, flashlight and batteries, first aid kit, blanket, kitty litter or sand, for traction on snow, ice, small shovel and ice scraper. Using chains, snow tires or radial tires on designated snow emergency routes when a snow emergency is declared. Four-wheel drive vehicles can also slide on ice and snow. Four-wheel drive improves maneuverability, but driving on snow or ice is always dangerous and always unpredictable. Drivers should exercise extreme caution at all times. E. Skidding. Traction or adhesion is the grip between the tires and the road surface that allows a vehicle to start, stop, and/or change direction. Traction between the tires and the road does not remain constant. For example, sand, gravel, uneven road surfaces, oil slicks, spills, increased speed or water on the road decreases the level of traction. The possibility of skidding or sliding increases with decreased traction. In the event that your vehicle does begin to skid, it is important to know what to do in order to regain control of your vehicle as quickly as possible. Basic rules include: release the accelerator or brake pedal, whichever is being applied, to regain vehicle balance. Steer in the direction of the skid. Look where you want the vehicle to go. Apply brake pressure only after rolling traction has been re-established. Slowly accelerating may aid in recovery from loss of rear wheel traction. F. Hydroplaning. As vehicle speed increases and the amount of water on the roadway increases, vehicles tend to ride on a cushion of water and the tires lose contact with the road. This is called hydroplaning. Hydroplaning can cause partial or complete loss of control of the vehicle. To prevent hydroplaning, maintain your tires in good condition, and lower your speed in response to wet roads. If you detect a loss of control, take your foot off the gas, do not apply the brakes, maintain the direction of the vehicle, and allow the vehicle to slow to a manageable speed. G. Highway railroad crossings. Remember, trains cannot stop quickly. Extra caution should be used when traveling over railroad crossings. When approaching railroad tracks, be alert for other vehicles that may be stopping before the RR crossing. School buses, commercial buses and trucks carrying hazardous materials must stop before every highway rail crossing. For a train at any time, trains can come from either direction and an approaching train may be closer and traveling faster than it appears. If gates are down or warning lights are flashing, the road is closed. Stop and wait until the gates go up and the warning lights stop flashing. After a train passes, look both ways before proceeding. Always be certain tracks are clear before proceeding. Another train may be approaching on an adjacent track. Never start to cross the tracks unless you can clear the tracks completely. Make sure there is room for your vehicle on the other side of the tracks before proceeding. H. Work zone safety. you are likely to encounter roadway work zones resulting from construction, maintenance, or utility work along major and secondary roadways. Work zones equals unexpected conditions. New traffic patterns. Temporary traffic control devices. Narrow lanes. Lane shifts. Lane and shoulder closures. Pavement drop-offs, uneven surfaces. Reduced sight distance. Detours. Slow-moving equipment. Orange is the standard color for work zone activity. If you see orange signs when driving, stay alert and be prepared for unexpected driving conditions ahead. When traveling through a work zone, stay alert for temporary traffic control devices. These devices define the safe path through a work zone. Work zones are set up with your safety in mind. Follow these safety rules while traveling in work zones. Stay alert. Make safety your first priority. Watch your speed. Obey posted speed limits and be aware that speed cameras may be in use and speeding fines may be much higher in work zones. Expect the unexpected. Work zone conditions change constantly. Be ready to react. Minimize distractions. Avoid using cell phones, changing radio stations, and other distractions. Pay close attention. Obey work zone signs and watch for workers, pedestrians, and bicyclists. Drive courteously. Merge with caution. Don't tailgate and don't change lanes unnecessarily. Respect the flagger. Obey the flagger's directions. I. Roundabouts. Approach roads to roundabouts are controlled by yield signs. Entering traffic must always yield to traffic already in the roundabout. Be cautious when approaching the roundabout the same as any other intersection. As you approach the roundabout, reduce your speed. Keep to the right of the island. Watch for and yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk. Cautiously approach the yield line and wait for an acceptable gap in traffic. Be cautious of vehicles exiting the roundabout. If there is no traffic, you do not need to wait to enter the roundabout. After entering the multi-lane roundabout, keep to your chosen travel lane. When preparing to exit, turn on your right turn signal and move to the outermost travel lane as you pass the exit prior to where you want to exit. J. Interstate driving. 1. Entering the interstate. Interstate and other limited access highways are usually reached by an entrance ramp and an acceleration lane. The entrance ramp provides access to the highway and the acceleration lane provides the opportunity to get up to the speed of the traffic already on the interstate or highway. When entering an interstate, the solid painted lines that divide the entrance and the interstate should not be crossed. 2. Exiting the interstate. Move to the appropriate lane well before reaching the exit. Start slowing down as soon as you enter the deceleration lane and continue slowing to the posted advisory speed for the ramp. If you exit at the wrong place on an interstate, continue until you are off the exit ramp and look for a way to re-enter the interstate. Never stop and back up on any portion of the interstate. 3. Stopping. Stopping on the traveled portion of a highway is prohibited. Stopping on the shoulder is permitted only when your vehicle is disabled or in other emergencies. If you must stop on the shoulder of the interstate or highway, turn on your emergency flashers to warn other drivers and stay inside your vehicle if you can. The extremely high speed of traffic makes standing or walking along an interstate highway very dangerous. K. Funeral processions. Vehicles driven in a funeral procession must have headlights turned on and hazard lights flashing in order to be granted the right of way. A vehicle driven in a funeral procession facing a red signal may continue through or make a turn at an intersection. Other vehicles, even if they have a green signal, must yield the right of way to the vehicles in the funeral procession until all vehicles in the procession have passed, unless they can safely proceed without crossing the path of the procession. L. Slow-moving vehicles. You may encounter slow-moving vehicles on the roadways, including bicycles, horse-drawn vehicles, and farm vehicles. Some of these vehicles may have the slow-moving emblem, shown, on the back of the vehicle to help warn you they are only going 25 miles per hour or less. Be constantly aware of any vehicles that might be traveling at a much slower speed. Adjust the speed and position of your vehicle accordingly. Only pass the slow-moving vehicle when it is safe to do so. If you must follow the slower-moving vehicle waiting for a safe time to pass, use your emergency flashers to help warn others coming up behind you.